like I'm living out in Greece. Or catch me at the deli with my bacon, egg, and cheese. Or this is true culinary, this is what's behind the scenes. Cook it in the kitchen, that big money where we eat. Oh.
Rest dishes, stories from the kitchen.
Kitchen rolls from the gutters in broadcast form.
Who's hungry, baby? This is episode 53, if I'm correct, of the Rags to Dishes podcast. I'm your host, Max Messier-Richter. With me, as always, is the beautiful Dan Cotter. Dan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Isn't it 52?
I think it's 53.
Okay, yeah.
Almost positive it's 53, because Wiz is 51.
Oh, yeah, we're...
Our epic Bucktown Part 2 episode just dropped, and now we have the great Hannah Massey on. Did I butcher your last name?
No, you said it right.
Hannah!
Very excited to be here.
We're jumping right into the gun. Did you watch the New York Rangers game last night?
No, I did not.
Triple overtime they lost. Guys, I am miserable. Someone cheer me up. How are you guys doing
today? Aren't
we
supposed to be Celtics fans?
I am.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I mean, no. No.
I am, and I'm feeling great. Okay.
1-1. It's a big
win. Yeah, I know. The game one was tough, but, you know, they bounced back pretty hard.
You think they're going to beat the Bucks?
Yeah, I still think they can beat the Bucks.
Not can they, will they?
Yes.
I think they will in game 7.
Whoa. Nice. You heard it here first.
Big take. Big take.
All right, let's get into this right now. Hannah. Yeah, so Hannah's getting loosened up right now.
Yeah.
Shaking away the nerves.
Yeah, Hannah brought notes, y'all. Okay. Hannah's a real one for that.
On some legit shit right here. So, Hannah, you worked at the establishment.
Yes.
I want to start with the classic question, I guess, is just how did you get a job there?
Yeah, so I got a job in 2015. I was going into my senior year of college, and I was like, oh, I need a job for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like looking on like Craigslist at the time of like, oh, I just like, you know, want either a serving job or like a food service job. And I saw was hiring line cooks.
Mm-hmm. You were already in the industry, yeah? Like you had worked jobs in the restaurant?
Yeah. Okay. A few different jobs here and there. But I saw that I was hiring line cooks and I was like, hey, like that would be kind of fun. I was studying nutrition in college and I really liked food and I had tried serving before and I was like, this is not for me. So I remember like going into Crazy Burger, you know, filling out the application that we always talk about. I was actually sitting at the bar with Wiz.
Mm-hmm.
We applied on the same day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, I was going
to... What a 1-2 punch.
I felt like I missed this in the Wiz episode, and I was like, it's okay, because I'll bring it up for the Hannah episode. But a big first memory of mine with Wiz is Wiz being stunned at Hannah's work. Wiz used to be like, damn, yo, Hannah? Hannah's smart as a motherfucker. Like, yeah. He would go off about Hannah.
Yeah.
So that makes sense that you guys got a job at the same time, huh?
Wow. I feel like we had a bond just from like starting at the same time and like being like yelled at by the same people at the same time.
Yes, of course.
Who yelled at you?
Mostly Jay.
Wow.
And Jimmy, of course.
Jimmy loves to yell.
But I love both of them.
Of course, yeah. We feel the same way.
But yeah, so Chris like took me in the back and like interviewed me. And I remember he was like, oh, okay, well, like we don't have any girls in the kitchen. I don't know. Like,
oh, of course,
I'm not sure if like it will be a good fit for you. Do you want a dishwash? And I was like, like, no offense to dishwashers. I was like, no.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Also, that's less pay. Like what?
And it's like, I don't know. Like I would argue sometimes working the dish pit, especially if it's not like a 3-person dish pit, it can be just as like stressful and demanding as the line. So I think it's kind of fucked for him to be like, no, you totally couldn't handle the line, but let me throw you in this fucking dish pit. It's like, that's not much better.
You're
still going to get yelled at by Jimmy all day.
Like, I guess I could see it from like the perspective of like, well, if they can make it, they can make it. But like, I feel they would always put girls in the prep kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like less paced or whatever. But then, like, at the same time, you got the fucking juice girl who's working just as hard.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Janessa's so crushing it over there.
I don't know. Yeah. Weird,
who knows?
Sexist world.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Speaking of which, fuck the American government.
Yo, dude.
For real.
Fuck SCOTUS. All my homies hate SCOTUS.
Yeah, straight up.
fucking goddamn. Dude, we're supposed to be getting cheered up right now.
Well, sorry, man. The two bad things happened in a row for me.
One of them is a lot more important than the other.
Yeah.
Not on the same
It is only game one. You're right. But. Yeah.
Fuck SCOTUS. All right. So, you say you went to school to be a nutritionist?
A dietitian, yeah.
A dietitian.
What does that mean?
So, it's someone that...
Please, we need help.
Hey, I want to be honest with my stupidity, okay? Yeah.
No, that's okay. There's a difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist.
All right, I'm learning
things. So, good question. A nutritionist is like anyone who wants to call themselves that.
And give you advice, yeah.
Yeah, on food and like what do you mean? To eat.
Okay, so it's just like a...
If someone was like, oh, like you should eat eggs.
So it's like a food influencer. Basically.
You're saying that dietitian actually has like a degree or some sort of certification that comes with it or something.
Yeah, like if I just made an Instagram and was like, if you only eat kale and just made videos about that, like I could be a nutritionist. Right. Yeah, because I'm talking about nutrition.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you could have a nutrition podcast and call yourself a nutritionist if you wanted.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, a dietitian has like a degree and like certification, and we basically like help promote people's health like through food and like lifestyle changes and things like that.
So why the hell did you apply the establishment?
Because I was like, this will be fun. Like I like the idea of working like a fast paced environment.
I mean, you have a smile on right now talking about it. So it sounds like you still had fun.
It was definitely fun. It was definitely like one of the best decisions like I ever made, I think.
The establishment itself? Or
I mean, it was my first kitchen job.
Okay.
So I think like deciding to work in a kitchen was a really good decision for me. And I think the establishment, just with like the diverse personalities,
The world you get sucked into.
And for the record, Hannah crushed it. So Hannah, do you got hired and you worked prep initially, you said? Or did they throw you right in the line?
I was a line stock.
Yes, the swing shift.
That terrible shift.
Okay, so in the summer, just to remind the listeners, we would have a swing shift. So there would be two line people in the morning, two at night, and then one person would be the swing and they work like 11 to 7 or some shit.
Yeah.
And your job was basically just to stock and give smoke breaks.
Yep.
And that was it. And so that's how they would start off a lot of line cooks, because like you learn where everything goes, what everything looks like, so that by the time you actually have to cook something, like you know the difference between like a loco burger and a jalapeno burger when they're in the drawer and like where they go in the drawer. And stuff.
I feel like at the establishment too, people for the most part like would get hired a lot in the summer, so they're already in the shit. You know what I mean? It's not like you're learning in like February where they're like, let me take you. Step by step.
Yeah, it's like, just a baptism by fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even for a swing shift, because like you just have stressed out line guys that are yelling at you.
And you're just running back and forth pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember like, because your job is like go in and basically blanch like
a million
french fries.
Yes.
Amidst like a crazy Sunday morning. And it was just like I remember feeling like so scared to be like, hey, like, can I use a fryer? And
I remember like, that. Yeah, because like, when you wanted to blanch fries as the swing person, like you needed to use at least like a whole fry later, like two baskets.
Yeah.
And the line guys would always be like, no, I need it. I need it. So you'd be like, I'm coming to blanch fries. And they'd be like, no, I need that fry later right now. And then at a certain point, like once you get more confident in it, you're like, I'm coming to fucking blanch fries. Give me the fry later. Like move over.
Yeah, or you just don't even say it.
Start doing it. Yeah. It still causes beef. Like, people cannot be busy and look over and see you blanching the fries. And they're like, I fucking took my fry later. What the fuck?
No, it's like the worst. Like, because once you become a line cook, like from the swing shift, you're just like, it's the worst. You're like, can you just wait? And it's like, no, because like it never stops. Like, it's always busy. So there's never a good time.
Yeah. You just wait. Dude, didn't you have an incident with the fry later when you were blanching fries once?
Oh, yeah. I feel like you guys already brought this up.
Yeah, but we need to get into it. We got new listeners since then. Really. I mean, come on.
So, like, the bucket of fries are just, like, the worst thing ever. They were filled with water, and they were super heavy. And, like, Jason would just, like, stack them up, like, right by the sink and be like, hey, Hannah, like, your fry buckets are ready. Yep. And so you would have to, like, empty the water.
Jay was just dogging you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that first month, he was just, like, at me. But must have left some water in the bucket. And then when I dumped it into the fry later, it started bubbling over.
Did it overflow or did it just?
It overflowed Dan Sly saved my life.
He like grabbed you, bear hugged you, yanked you away from it or something. Yeah.
I was just like looking at it like, what's happening? Like, it's just like bubbling and like spitting.
And he's like, oh shit, I know what's about to happen. Yeah. Damn. That must have been a mess, dude. Cleaning up after that is the worst.
I think you actually helped me clean it up.
I feel like I do remember it. This is why I think it's the worst, probably.
Yeah, it was a mess. It was like Sunday morning, and I remember that Jimmy and Dan were still working, and then Decat was like, oh, I'll help you clean it up. And like everyone else was like super nice to me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, the new kid, and I don't know. But
I feel like when you got hired, everyone was just like, who's this little girl working on the line? And then within like 2 weeks, we were like, yo, Dirty Charlie, shut the fuck up. I don't know. I don't know if Dirty Charlie even worked there at the time.
I think he did. He served.
I was like, yo, Hannah's way better of a line cook than you. Like within like a very short amount of time.
Hannah did crush it. Yeah, you got pretty quick. That's a, you had the right mindset for being fast and like, you know, all that shit, all that jazz.
You had that extra gear that you could kick it into.
Dude, I have some fun, like, I remember working the line often with Hannah, and like when Hannah gets like into that like mode that everybody gets in, where you're like, I'm in like pissed off crushing it mode. Yeah, like seeing Hannah with like a furrowed brow and like just like slanging burgers around, being like, get this out of here, give me pickles on this plate.
No bullshit at all.
Dude, when she turns into like a little Jimmy, dude, it's sick. Like,
it was great.
Oh man.
Those are the days.
I remember working with you too. And the way that you scrambled eggs, like I would always like love the way that your spatulas.
How did you scramble
eggs? Oh, I remember.
You would always like do like these like clicky.
I would like chop them up. Like I'd be like, like you put them. Yeah, you just chop them up with two spatulas, like drumsticks, basically.
I mean, that's like actually scrambling the egg. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Shots fired at Schmitz. But it's not.
It's not folded up.
Yeah, it's scrambled, not folded. So dude, that's honestly shots fired at the people at the Oceanus too. When they make scrambled eggs, dude,
they just fold them.
They just not even. They just pour like an entire pitcher of egg onto like the corner of the flat top.
What do you mean? You're talking like a 6-cup pitcher?
Yeah, like a whole ass pitcher in the corner, and then it's just like it, like you can like build a little wall with the egg as it cooks. And then it's just like sitting in the
how
like,
burnt is the bottom of that fucking egg?
Well, they like flip it and like stuff, but like 99% of the scrambled eggs they're making is just to like fill burritos and quesadillas and shit. So it's not like it's like on a plate as scrambled eggs, but it's still gross to see. I mean, you're like, bro, you do that's not scrambled. That's just like a pool of eggs on the flat.
It's all about the soft scramble, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Love me a soft scramble.
Teach us all about it.
We do it at Company B.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking fire. Hannah.
All right, so how long did you work at the establishment?
Oh, wait, did you go to JWU?
No.
Where did you go to school?
URI.
I don't know why. Just anytime there's like a food related degree, that's the thing. I'm like, it's got to be JWU.
That's what's unique about Hannah is that, like, you know, when you think of people that like work in kitchens that like went to school, like that could apply to that job. It's like most of the time, it's like you're talking about people that went to culinary school and like went to JWU. Yeah. It's not often that you work in a kitchen on a line with somebody that like went to school to be like a dietitian or something. Like it's like a whole different angle of like food education to bring to the table.
Yeah.
So when you went to school to become a dietitian, like how much hands-on work did you do?
Like none, like no kitchen.
Cause it's not about cooking. It's about telling people what to eat.
Necessarily
right?
Kitchen, but just like, comparative to what you're doing right now, I guess.
Yeah. Like hands-on, we didn't like work with food at all. Like it was really just like learning about like how to talk to people
and
like counseling
the sciences of food and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay.
That's cool though.
Yeah. But working in a kitchen has definitely like helped like my resume, you know, because people are like, prepare, you know, safe food and like work in a kitchen environment, which is
it's good if you want to be a nutritionist too, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, we got to get into this real shit right now.
What, are we talking about the beef?
Yeah. We're going to talk about this beef real quick.
What beef?
So, do you remember... you were made a manager at the establishment.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
How many months in?
How long did you work there when that happened?
I think I worked there for like, I don't know.
Like a year most.
Less than a year.
It was definitely less than a year, right? Okay.
So, and it was like the worst thing ever.
Rookie of the year in here, 10 months deep.
Bro. All right. So we had like a, I remember we had like a staff meeting and it was like on the patio and it was like sunny out. So I think it was like the beginning of summer.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. How many staff meetings do you remember in your entire tenure?
I can think of two.
I can think of two.
Specifically. Like there's probably another one, but I can like picture two of them like in my mind's eye.
When you brought that up, I just like, I hadn't thought about a work meeting ever happening at the establishment until you brought that up earlier. So I just wanted to ask you.
Yeah, there was not many that went down.
So we're on the patio.
It was maybe like a once a year thing or something. But anyway, we're on the patio and I remember like them like announcing that like they were giving Hannah
number
like,
22 for the Boston Celtics.
They were giving Hannah like a management like position like on the line or like cooking in the kitchen.
Were you like behind a curtain and they brought you out?
Yeah, that's how I remember it. I remember feeling some type of fucking way about it.
Everyone did. I was oh, no.
Dude, I have worked there for like multiple years and was like
and worked your way up through the ranks.
And I could do like every position. Like I could do prep and expo and the line and dinners. And you kind of want someone like that that understands all aspects so that like they can understand what prep cooks need, what dinner cooks mm-hmm. need, and like why it sucks to run out of this or that. And I was just like, I felt like I was so clearly like next man up.
Well, also that's
to
like,
be promoted.
That's like how they ran their whole business was like, yo, you're going to work your way up.
Yeah. So you know and I did it. You know? Yeah, and I felt like I was so clearly like the next man up. And then they were like, yo, Hannah's going to be manager. And I was like, bro.
Literally, I worked like one position or maybe two positions. But
did they come to you or did you go to them?
They asked me. I did not ask.
Yeah.
I did not ask for that.
Like, honestly, it must have sucked for you because then it's like you got people like me just like giving you dirty looks or be like, what the fuck is this shit?
I know. Everyone who was like super nice definitely was like trying to make it like harder on me.
Yeah, I was like, okay, nice like, time's
oh, okay,
over.
Manage. All right. So
like
Jimmy,
how so?
Oh, I remember the manager bits. Like were we doing calling you a manager to be spiteful?
I feel like at one point someone called you Hannager.
Probably.
That's pretty good
but,
shit.
Like if there was something that I like didn't know, I'd be like, oh hey, like asking like you or like Jimmy or
I feel
you know,
like
whoever
I,
else was
did
there.
I still work there? I don't think I did.
I feel like you only worked with me for like the summer before you went to New York.
Okay.
I don't, you weren't there during that
okay,
time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do remember all of this for whatever reason. Maybe just from.
I was calling Max at night like, man, I got a manager
listen,
job and
bro,
I did it.
Bro, in 3-4 years when we have a podcast about this fucking place.
It's going to be great content.
We're going to roast Hannah. We're going to roast her.
I didn't know it like affected you that much.
Oh, I definitely felt some type of way about it. Like, I like, Schmitz, like knew it was part of, like, me leaving. Not, like, you specifically, but, like, a lot of it had to do with, like, my personality and your personality. Like, Hannah comes in, and she's buttoned up, organized. I'm looking, she's got notes right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Hannah is, like, a fully functioning adult person. And, like, someone you would obviously want to make a manager for those reasons. And I'm like Mr. Bouncing off the walls, like goof around a lot.
Disc golf in the dish pit.
Disc golf into the dish pit.
No, I mean, like, can you really and talk like, any shit? Because you made your shots.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I was busting Schmitz's balls like it was my job every day.
Oh my God,
every day. And so it's like, I can totally understand why he's like, yeah, fuck D-Cut. Like, Hannah is way more responsible. But, like, later on, like, it was, like, not just for you, but, like, I got passed up multiple times to be given, like, management-type duties. And then I was like, yeah, like, that's when I, like, quit. Like, it was part of the reason why I quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame you.
He later expressed regret, I hear, for not, like, somebody...
Oh, boo-hoo. To,
like, was like, oh, that still worked after that. Was like, he was like, yeah, I should have made Cotter a fucking manager, like, shit like that. At least it makes me feel good to think that.
Don't doubt it.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah,
he totally said that.
Hannah, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, nothing.
No, you were going to say
no, something. I was just going to say, like, I think the worst, my worst moment of, like, being the manager was when, and we might have to, like.
No, it's fine.
Whatever.
We'll see. So one of the employees was also working at like another restaurant, like a breakfast place. And then I don't know if I could say it.
Say it.
Okay. You can say it and then we'll cut it out if you don't want.
This is just a conversation.
So, well, so then, so Jimmy was working at Melody's, but he like didn't show up for a shift or whatever. And then Janessa's mom.
At
like,
Melody's or at the establishment, did he not show up for the shift?
No, he was at the establishment at that time. Like he was on the line, like working with
me. I remember this. I remember him working at Melody's too.
Yes.
So he like didn't show up for that shift or at Melody's for whatever reason. And then Janessa's mom like came in through like the side back door and was like,
Karen,
you know,
shout out Karen,
super like mad at Jimmy.
Cause
like,
she worked with him at Melody's. So when he didn't show up to his shift at Melody's, he was leaving her high and dry to work the line by herself.
Right. So there was this huge thing and she was yelling at him from the door and he was like on the line with me, kind of just being like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, him.
That sounds awesome.
And so I
was
just
expoing.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Not important.
But like, I remember them being like, Hannah, like you have to go talk to her. You have to like calm her down.
Bro,
like, and I'm just like, what is
who
happening?
Who told you this? Who told you?
Just like everyone. Like, I think it could probably have been like Alvy.
Like, you're the manager. You're the manager. You go deal with this.
Yeah, wow.
Whoever was there was just like, oh, Hannah, like that. You got to go take care of that. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, like this is totally not
so
what
to break
I
it down for the listeners,
for.
Karen is like the only woman more terrifying than Janessa. Like Janessa is pretty intimidating to like face. And then her mom, Karen, is just, she's a beast in the kitchen. She's awesome. I love her. Yeah. She's a good friend of mine, but like,
she's definitely
I'm scary.
I'm pretty sure she worked at the
know.
Establishment too at one point.
I think she did too. Yeah.
But like those are the two people you don't want to get in between, like Jimmy and Karen.
There's like,
and everyone's like, well, you're the manager, so you gotta like figure it out. And I'm just like,
Jimmy's just working the line, talking shit. And Karen's at the little screen door.
It's like,
I've seen the beef with other players in play a million times, you know?
Yeah, dude. That shit. Oh my God. Like, Hannah's like, all right, guys, come on, let's try to calm down. You fucking asshole. They're both like, dude, they're both so loud too. Oh my God. That's fucking crazy.
That's pretty great. Did you ever have to fire anyone?
No.
How about hire anyone?
No.
Do you? Yeah. Do you have any other like unique memories from your time at the establishment of any other incidents like that? I mean, it doesn't have to be like that at all. But
yeah, or like just anything. Like, what were your
managing? Being a manager was mostly just like you're doing the produce order at the end of the night.
Right.
Like it was like that was like the only like managerial shit you really had to do. Like,
yeah, when I was managing, like I was managing like, what do you guys call them? The Burger King.
The Burger King.
Yeah.
So it was just like a
shout out.
It was
Wiz,
just like a
Titsman.
Yeah.
Dirty Charlie.
Rustin.
So it was like
the final four.
Just dumb. And like, they wouldn't listen to me. So I ended up like just feeling great. Like, Chris, like, I don't like want to do this anymore. Yeah. And I don't even think it came with like a pay raise. And
that's
here I am,
bullshit.
Just like super naive,
God.
Just being like,
yeah, been
like
yeah, back the
fucking this is great
truck
for my
up,
resume.
Bud.
Yeah, dude, they're taking advantage of our naivete back then. It's fucked.
But
who was your favorite cook of the Burger King crew?
My favorite cook?
Yeah. Okay, wait. 1 to 4, rank them.
Frank, this
Titsman,
is fucked up.
Titsman, Dirty Charlie, Wiz, and Rustin. If you were building,
I mean,
a team.
I think,
what's the criteria? Is it like as like
is it just fantasy
just like
dream?
Hanging out with, or
no,
is
no,
it like
no,
working
no.
with?
If this, if you were building, if you were like opening a kitchen, who would you hire in that order?
Ooh, if I'm opening a kitchen, honestly, if you're asking me, well, I want to hear.
I'm
Hannah
asking
first.
Both okay. of you.
So if I'm opening a kitchen, like definitely Wiz. I think
one.
He was like nice. Solid, like prep cook,
yeah.
like you know,
and great personality.
Great personality, like you know. Got stuff done.
Go.
Second.
Great diversity hire, Hannah. You're really going to meet your
yeah,
quotas.
Yeah, check that box off.
Yeah. Okay.
Then Rustin.
Okay.
Just because he listens to direction well from me.
Yeah, and he's chill. He's not too aggro or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
He doesn't. Next.
Yeah, it's.
it's awesome. Honestly, all right, I was going to almost say the opposite. I was almost going to rank my top two between Titsman and Dirty Charlie.
Really? I mean,
why?
I don't think Charlie was like
Dirty Charlie
bad
might be my
at
number
his
one
job.
He got a bad rap, bro.
Yo, but dog. He smells. He's dirty.
Yeah, he's a dirty little chimpanzee boy.
Cook burgers.
He was a workhorse.
I would rather
and
have...
he did a good job. He could work burger side and like hold his own. And it's not like he had a shitty personality. He was just like the butt of every joke, like during his time.
I just listen.
He got a bad rap, but
I would
like
rather have a you're gonna shit all over this take.
Well, but he's like your least favorite person ever.
There's other people at the establishment I hold lower than Dirty Charlie.
All of SCOTUS I hold lower than Dirty Charlie.
Absolutely.
At least the majority of SCOTUS.
But I would rather have a less efficient worker that is clean.
It's like, I mean, he's all right.
And not to say that any of those
four
are that clean.
You're making it sound like he's like disgusting. Like yeah, it's like he's not that dirty.
Tisman was too.
Yeah, Tish was pretty dirty. The thing is, they both could work burger side on the line. Yeah, like they're both. Like, Titsman would be definitely behind Dirty Charlie because Titsman is just like downing sleeves of Fireball. Like,
he could only work cell side too, so he you would get stuck on burger side.
But he can also X-Bone do dinners.
Can he? I mean,
oh god, how embarrassing!
Hey man.
Three.
Wiz though is like.
I think Wiz probably and Rustin one. Are both toss ups for 1-2, and I think I'll go Dirty Charlie 3, Titsman 4.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that.
I think Wiz and Rustin both have their pluses and minuses. So like,
Wiz is like gonna create a good atmosphere in your kitchen. You know what I mean?
And he's like hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like you're gonna have.
And
like,
Rustin's funny too, but like Wiz.
And what Rustin's mad chill.
Like Wiz makes his comedy like come out of nowhere. Where like Rustin, you kind of have to make the comedy. You kind of got to pull it out of him.
Yeah, he's good though.
Anyway, that was a great little segment.
That's our segment of the Burger King gang.
So for how long were you the manager?
Well, it was probably like less than 6 months.
Oh yeah, because didn't you like step down or something? Like, or was it when you left? Like,
oh, I think I just told them I didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, you were just
and
like,
then I left to go to Tahoe. Like after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I think I remember you were a manager and then you were still working there, but you weren't the manager anymore, right?
Right.
Did you just like do whatever, or
I just,
you just went back to being a line cook, probably making the same amount of money because you never got a fucking pay bump first.
Right.
Dude, yeah, I'm remembering that now. That is such a legit move on your part, like to be like, I don't want to do this. This isn't working for me. Like, because that is bullshit for them to be like, all right, you're not really getting the pay grade here. You're the manager. So now you have to deal with everybody's bullshit. You have to go break up the fights in the alley. Like you,
right. I would have to like clean. Like if someone like left their station, like I would be in charge of cleaning it. I was just like, this is
silly.
Stupid. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like most people wouldn't have the wherewithal to be like, I'm going to go back to just being a line cook and not being a manager. Like, it's a legit move.
So how many other restaurants total have you worked in?
I was adding, well, when I was writing my notes earlier, I was adding them up and I got to like 10.
Really?
10 yeah.
Total, huh?
And if they were all after?
No. Well, if you include, so my first job was at Dunkin' Donuts.
Sick.
So if we count,
that counts
like that.
That counts, no doubt.
Working that little convection oven or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I hate Dunkin' Donuts.
It's so bad.
I like was obsessed with it though. I was like with my best friend and like we were, you know, at the end of the night. We would like throw out all like the bagels and the donuts, but you could like have a bite like before you threw it out. So we'd be like one for bite for me, throw it in the trash because like they didn't do anything with them.
Yeah.
Then I worked at like another cafe in Richmond. I worked at Captain Jack's as a server,
really?
And it was like
I don't
like,
think we've
the
had
worst.
Anyone from
as
Captain
a server
Jack's
there.
Yeah.
It what was the worst about it?
The owners.
Really.
Also, like the chowder. And like the clam cakes, like just like where they were positioned by like the trash, like they were. It was just like gross.
It's gnarly. Like, is that place still open? Is Captain Jack's still a thing?
Yeah.
So wait,
what was
shitty
that
about
with
the owners?
Yeah, we're prying right now.
God.
So the owner was just this guy. He would like just basically sit like on one of the counters, like kind of a little bit away from the dining room, but like towards like the area that we would get like desserts and like drinks. And you would kind of just like watch everyone and like just judge everyone. And if you were like cutting a cake or he'd be like, oh, like, why are you doing it like that? Like, very, like,
he micromanaged.
Yeah.
Bro, I hate that.
And he was
shit.
Just sitting, dude.
The only thing worse
just
than that
on the pitcher's mound, just looking
are the people that do that as like a flex. Like if an owner or like a head chef comes in with somebody else and then just like, hey, what's up with this? Hey, what's up with that? Just to like swing their dick around and like throw their weight around. Shit's annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
So you like was serving cool or was that like not your cup of tea?
So that was before I worked at the establishment. It was not my cup of tea. And, yeah. But it was my first serving job. But I'm like, all right, like I do not like talking to customers. Like they're rude. I'm rushing around. Like I, you know, I don't like carrying trays.
It seems it's like every bit as stressful as working in the kitchen. Only you also have to deal with people. I feel like.
Yeah.
It sucks. Did you have any memorable shitty customers? From anywhere. It doesn't have to be from
anywhere. I mean, there's always shitty customers.
Yeah, but like any that's really...
that you could like remember because of how shitty they were?
Not really. Nothing like that really stands out besides like the normal of like...
I feel like all the ones in my memory bank are not necessarily bad. You know what I always fucking remember? Is people that are really dope the whole time you're interacting and then just like don't tip or like tip really, really bad.
That sucks.
You're just like, yo, I was just duped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were chill this whole time.
I was just
bro.
Duped. Like, we were tight the whole time. I remember at Bucktown one time, these drunk, like middle aged white dudes came in. We were pretty dead. And they were like, we don't want to see a menu. Just make us something. And I was like, you know, like, well, we have this and that. And, like, we weren't really a place that, like, we kind of served. You know what I mean? But it wasn't, like, a wait staff. We didn't, like, sit there and write it down.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just make them some, like, random shit. So I made them, like, a sick platter, you know? And the dude was just like, you know... charge it to my card, like whatever you think it's gonna be. And they ate like a lot of fucking food. It ended up like the way I like, you know, whatever, charge chicken sandwiches or fries or whatever. It was like an $86 bill and they left $5. And I was just like,
damn.
Dog, like I literally waited on you hand and foot and like hooked you up with some food you're never gonna get again. And I was just
like, dude, at that point, it's like, is this like, are you like uneducated? Like, were you never like raised and like taught about tipping and stuff?
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes people are just shitty, but some situations I'm like, bro,
like,
are you?
It's like you look at someone, you look at someone after something like that and you're just like, like, is this reality, dog? Is this like fucking iRobot? What is going
on? You just turned into an uggo in my eyes, bro.
Yeah, fucking uggo.
I feel like it's.
Fuck out of here.
Just as bad, like, I worked at this one place, and they would do, like, a discount, like, pizza special, right? So a $14 pizza would become, like, a $7 pizza.
It's pretty legit.
Wait,
but like,
what pizza place is this?
Coal Fire Pizza in North Kingstown.
Providence Coal Fire that's in NK. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it was, like, Margarita Monday. So it was, like, half-price, like, margarita pizzas. And, you know the couple that's coming in, and they're, you know, they just get waters, they get the pizza. But, like... now they're tipping like $3. They've been there for like, you know, an hour because the pizza's like discounted.
Well,
but they're not tipping on like the actual price or like, yeah, I always feel like at least leave like $5.
Yeah.
Like don't give me like $3.
I get the whole, like, that's the thing
like,
because
it's
when specials
you get,
like that,
when you get a discount, you're supposed to tip.
On
as if it's not a discount.
Yeah. You're supposed to tip on the original amount. But I feel like what I was going to say is I feel like a lot of the time when you have deals like that, where like a pizza place is like, you can get like a 99-cent small cheese pizza, like if it's between like five, like on like dine in only. It's like people are coming in because it's so cheap. So it's not like they have the dough to tip on the original amount or the intention to tip on the original amount. They're like coming here to get
a
pizza and pay less than $10. Like,
that's true.
Hannah,
you got
so
more
what,
beef.
What made you leave?
What made me leave?
Yeah. The establishment.
Well, I left to go to Tahoe, but then I came back and then I was working at the establishment again.
Oh, so you did.
So I was there for like 4 years total.
Yeah,
wow,
on and off.
That's
on and off.
Me. That's wild.
Yeah, I think.
Could be more than me. I don't know.
You don't know how long you worked there?
Nah, I could try to figure it out.
Never pieced it together?
I could try to figure it out. Okay. I'll figure it out.
No,
I'll come back next episode.
Okay, it's all good.
So came back, worked there. I would work like a double on Saturday, like while I was in school, like finishing my degree. So I was just there for like 17 hours or however many hours it was, from like 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on a Saturday. Just like dying. She was gnarly.
Would you say that the establishment was like, I mean, you already gave it some like love already, but like, would you say it was like the best job you've ever had in the industry?
No. I think.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What you want me to say?
I want to hear what the best
one. The best one? Oh, the best one was definitely Arcadia Pizza.
I thought you were going to say Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Let's get into it. So that was your most recent job,
so
right?
So we got to go do a food review there because, like, I already said we were going to.
Yeah.
We got to do Surf Cantina too, but I think we got to do Arcadia next.
Yes, but tragically, Hannah will not be able to be our server.
I know. No longer there.
She quit. She quit to become a nutritionist.
It was a conflict of scheduling.
Dietitian,
but it's still the best. Like, I think in terms of, like, the team, front and back of the house, like, getting along really well. Everyone's, like, included.
Just there's vibes.
Vibing. You know, there's always, like, a little bit of drama, like, here and there. Of course. Like, you know, no one's, like, constantly like berating each other, like the establishment
or toxic and unhealthy,
smashing windows in.
Was it more that, is there other stuff that's cool about it too, or is it just like a really dope environment?
Wicked dope environment. The food is amazing. The regulars were great too.
Good ownership.
Great ownership.
It's just like a gold mine of a place to work in the
definitely
industry.
Yeah.
Very casual. Like, you know, you can just, there's no like trays. There's no like way to, hi, my name's Hannah. Like, I'm going to be your server tonight. Just like, hey, like, how are you? Like,
There's no like,
what do you want?
What up? Know? There's no standard protocol for something you have to say to everybody and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear in like, you don't have to dress in all black or whatever.
No.
Yeah. Nothing degrading.
Feather said good things too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
We got to come up with the opposite of the shit list, and Arcadia Pizza might be the first.
Well, I guess it's not a, it sounds more fucked up, but the hit list.
Hey, man.
It's a hit, man. It's a hit.
I was going to say it, but then I just let you say it.
Do you think it's the establishment on the opposite end?
Yeah, well, we have a shit list so far.
I think the establishment is like in the middle. We haven't we've talked about this. Like if there was a GoFundMe for the establishment, maybe they don't deserve it, but there's enough like
they're not malicious. As an owner, he's not like malicious. You know, like I don't think he's ever been out
not like our last
to like take advantage of people. He might just be like a little misguided at times. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, the shit list so far is Bucktown and Poor Judgments.
Oh,
and the hit list so far is just Arcadia Pizza.
I felt like there was more to both lists.
I can't remember any more on the shit list so far.
Yeah.
That's the big two.
Those are two pretty good ones.
Yeah.
Well, no, Arcadia.
Pretty not good ones, actually.
Yeah, of course.
Arcadia, like, the owner is super understanding. Like, I'm just now thinking about this past, like, New Year's Eve. It was, like, super busy. It was just, like, me and this one of our other employees there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I have to, like, go to the bathroom, like, really fast. Like, so I, like, went to the bathroom quick. And I forgot that the phone was, like, in my pocket and, like, it dropped into the toilet. And it, like, died. It died. Like, we couldn't save it. And, like, at any other place, like, you know, an owner or someone, like, or manager might, like, freak out at you.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, okay, like, we'll order another phone. Because it happens, but.
Okay, so I got a little story to share, but I'm going to ask you first. What do you think is the funniest thing you've ever seen happen in the kitchen? Something that just made you, like, you could not stop laughing.
You go first.
Okay. So, this isn't, like, the best one, but the other day, my buddy Jeff, I was working with him, and we're, like, super sarcastic with each other. You know what I mean? Just always joking.
That checks out.
And so, he, like, made a batch of biscuits, and he, like, it was all done. All he had to do was clean the prep table, you know? And so, he grabs a bench scraper to start, like, scraping flour, and I'm just fucking with him. I'm like, cause he's new. So I'm like kind of, I would say he's trained by now, but like still he's pretty new. I'm like, oh dude, you're doing that wrong, man. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like you got to like 180 it. So he grabs it by the sharp you know, not sharp, but like the sharper end, and starts doing it better. He's like, oh, like this? And right as he starts doing it, he's like, yeah, this is way better, dude, way better. And he like gets all enthusiastic about it, and our manager walks in and is just like, what are you doing?
He's just
like, scraping. He's like, no, man, this is the way you're supposed to do it, scraping backwards with the handle. Like, yeah, it's yeah. So and like I found myself laughing like later that night.
I think the funniest thing...
I mean, the I'm not here for the money, is right up there.
I was going to say, it's just like the jokes we've like
snatched
probably
up by an owl.
Snatched up by an owl is pretty epic, dude. Like, things like that, like, just the jokes we would say to each other were probably, like, some of the funniest things.
I think, like, the signs that were posted, like, in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
That, like, Jimmy, I think it was Jimmy who would, like, cross, like, Emily would post, like, you know, something instructional or, like, hey, like, this is the new procedures, and then... You know, whoever it was.
It would just get vandalized.
Yeah, within like an hour, too.
That would make me laugh. Like, I would like take a picture of it and like be like, oh, look at this. And then it would just be like a funny
part. That's my favorite, and I'll never stop saying it, is JR was here, H-E-A-R.
Thank you.
The greatest all time.
I thought JR's apartment was pretty good.
Yeah, JR's apartment was good, but was here misspelled. This made me laugh out loud the first time I saw it.
I think there was also was a really good one was, we talked about it on the pod before, was when Chris like painted the whole bathroom and had like a talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to, because someone wrote like, fuck Chris or something like that on the wall.
We get brutal. Like there was personal beefs that were going on with like notes on the bat. Like someone would write something shitty and then other one would be like someone like, would write
blah,
something
blah,
shitty
blah,
back
slut,
to them.
And then blah, 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 blah,
like people like, would get in beef. Like you get in an argument with Jimmy and then next thing you know, you're writing shit about each other on the bathroom wall. It was like ridiculous. But, and then Jimmy, I think the reason that he painted it over one of the times was not because it said fuck Schmitz. It was because like people were being too brutal to each other via the bathroom wall. Like it was like cyberbullying, but like the opposite of cyber. It was like a wall.
Well, anyway, Chris repainted it and had this whole lecture with us. And like I went to go take a piss like an hour later. And like someone had written something already. Like
he just
like,
wrote fuck Schmitz. Yeah. I think it was like the first thing. They wrote was like fuck Schmidt, so it was just like the floodgates breaking open.
Oh my god, dude.
I feel like that's like one of the like one of the best parts about the establishment though is that like no matter how much beef
is that
there
wrote
was
shit on the wall?
Well, yeah, but like no matter how much beef there was, like everyone still like did their job and like it's like the restaurant still like functioned
and we were still
like
friends
the way it should, like, right well, and like, after
Jimmy and I
be
still
like, oh,
lived
like,
with
up?
Each other.
To be fair, I feel like, I mean, I was pretty young for the most part working there. I mean, I had some tenure at the end, but...
talk about 15 years. Talk about 10 years.
Oh, man. But no, there were people that, like, would fuck up and then, like, kind of get weeded out and then, like, end up fucking up and losing their job. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying not to use an example, but, like, if... Person X started fucking the juice girl and then, like, cheated on the juice girl with another person and then, like, made a little drama war and then fucked up at work. Enough people might just be like, you know what? Fuck this kid. Let's get him out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
That happened all the time.
Fuck your way out of the job.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, other people fucked their way into the job, so.
Bro. Oh, my God. So true.
Not saying names, but it's true. It happens all the
time. Yeah, we're not here to say names.
It's not just an establishment thing. It happens at...
Yeah.
It was definitely glorified.
It's a universal language.
But, yeah.
So, Hannah, did you work at any other particularly unique establishments? You said you had 10 total, right? We've only done, like, 6.
Yeah. This place in Tahoe I worked at, Jake's on the Lake.
How was that?
It was good. Same kind of hiring situation where like they didn't want to hire me basically. So they're like, oh, like we don't know.
They're like, I don't know. You're like 5 foot nothing. I don't know.
You're just like, watch me clean this fire later.
And this was like after the establishment. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can like work your line. Like,
you're like, I've been through this shit.
I've been through hell.
Went through NOM. Like I could do this.
Yeah. There was, it was good. We had like a really... we had this one guy that I worked with. He was like the grill guy. His name was Piggy. And he was
nice.
Yeah. He's just super
why?
Like, it's just, it's a weird story. He's very small, this very small, like skinny guy, but he was like
really pink skin.
He had like a little curly tail.
Yeah. Like a nose like this.
None of those.
Yeah. So I guess the craziest thing that happened was like one time, like he would get like really, really drunk, like on the job, and there would always be an issue.
This
like,
sounds familiar.
You know, restaurant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time where like he had gone to the bathroom, but then he didn't like come back for like a really long time. So everyone's like, oh, like where's uh-oh. Piggy? Like, yeah.
This little piggy went to the bathroom.
Squeaking back there.
Did he just go cry all the way home? Is he even still here?
So he was in there for a long time, and like someone was like knocking on the door, he like wouldn't come out. Like, so they ended up having to call like, you know, EMTs. Turns out he just like fell asleep, like sitting on the toilet.
That's good.
And he was alive.
Was it drunk sleep? I mean, either way, it's not.
It was a drunk sleep.
Because like at the establishment, it's like, all right, were there spoons next to him and stuff like that?
No.
Like,
also at the establishment, you could lightly kick that bathroom door and it's going to open.
It would
you don't need to call the EMTs. We're getting in there.
Jay's going to blast right through that door.
So that was kind of like the craziest thing that happened there. But
Did he wake up and did he finish his shift or did the EMTs take him away?
He had to go home.
Was that your managerial decision to send him home?
No, I did not accept a managerial position.
Okay. Nice. At you that learned place. Your lesson.
I did learn my lesson.
All right. Yeah. So should we get into the usuals?
I was going to ask what else you got in your notes.
Oh, in my notes. Oh, I just jotted down like some funny things and like some funny memories.
All right, let's hear them.
So, all right. So one was actually a really good memory of Decot.
Oh my God, I'm blushing.
It was, so I started.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's red.
Oh my God.
So I started on May 10th in 2015 and my birthday is May 26th. Mm-hmm. So I remember on my birthday, and like, I didn't even know like people like knew it was my birthday, but I remember like Decot coming up to me being like, hey, like, we're creating a special dessert. Like, what kind of ice cream do you think we should use? Do you think we should use, like, vanilla or chocolate?
I don't remember this at all.
You know?
God.
Oh, my God. This, I was, like, super embarrassed, but it was so sweet. And I was like, I don't know, like, whatever. And he's like, no, like, well, which one do you like? Like, which one do you think would be, like, better? And I was like, oh, probably chocolate.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then, and then I remember, like, 10 minutes later, like, Decot has like this brownie sundae with like chocolate ice cream and people are like singing happy birthday to me.
Aww.
Damn, that was pretty slick by me, huh, guys?
Nah, that was really good. Good
I think job. That was like the time I was like, oh, like this place is wicked cool. Like, I feel like, you know,
that's pretty dope.
Here.
I don't, yeah.
So that was one of my favorite like kitchen memories.
That's awesome.
How about injuries?
Oh, I have like tons of scars.
Or injuries you've seen.
Like, yeah,
what's the worst?
Do you remember seeing any gnarly ones?
I mean, you have all your fingers. I can see.
I mean,
that.
We just heard about the EMTs having to come out to a place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was just asleep. That's not really an injury.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
I mean, I've heard about the Matt Reagan one, like falling on his face, right? And like breaking his tooth. None as bad as.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what did he do? He like jumped up and hit his head or some shit?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
That sounded horrible.
Matt, we got to get you back on so the record straight.
Yeah, shout out New Wave Kitchen.
I feel like Val would always burn me with sheet pans. Like, it would just come out of the oven, and I have, like, scars on my thighs just from, like, Val.
Do you think it was on purpose?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so, Hannah, how do you feel the industry has been for you as, like, a woman working on the line? Because, like, we've touched on, like, people doubting you when they hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's hard out here for a chick when you're trying to work the line next to a Schmitz.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you want to speak on that for a second, maybe?
Yeah. Definitely interesting. Like, definitely, you know, doubted, like, going into the industry. I think even, like, you know, first starting to work, it'd be like, oh, like, you know, Jay would always be like, oh, you're cracking eggs like that. Like, that's terrible. Like, you're taking forever. Like, there's always innuendos, right? Of like,
of course,
you know, whatever, which didn't typically make me uncomfortable because it'd be like, oh, it's all in good fun. But like, I could see, you know.
It was gross, bro. Like, looking back on like the shit we would do in the kitchen, it's like so many lawsuits like nowadays.
I feel like looking back on it, I'm like, I've done so many fucked up things. But then like, if I in my head picture like the rankings, I'm not even top five. So I'm like, all right, bet. Like, like, I never whip my dick out.
Of like inappropriate shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm not even like on the all time list of scumbags. So like, I'm straight, honestly.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, it was tough. Like, you know, at the establishment, like, there's one changing room, right? So, like, I would always be like, oh, like, I hope, like,
that a changing
you know,
room.
No one's, like, changing in there. And I would always, like, make sure I, like, went, you know, to the bathroom and, like, changed. You, like, it wasn't a lot of...
throw something in there first.
I don't know.
Certain people wanted to be seen changing.
Like probably.
Certain people would be like, I'm getting all the way changed. Just, and if somebody walks in, somebody walks in.
Wait a minute, say it. I'll bleep it out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, looking back at it, it's like embarrassing thinking about the way we behaved and like being in your position. I can't even imagine. Like,
I think it.
And we were on our best behavior around you for a while, I feel like.
Yeah.
So we're just like saying something that it was still noticeably problematic.
Right. I feel like, yeah, everyone was always like super conscientious, like around me. And I think it was really more so like the Burger King gang that was probably like a little bit more like looser with discussion.
Well, I forgot that you worked with Alvy too. We haven't talked about Alvy in like a fucking
shout out, Lieutenant Aldo Rain,
a very long time, and he has to fucking come on the podcast. He was like one of the first people to respond back to me, being like, "Yo, come on!" But
yeah, we got to circle back to Aldo, get his ass on here.
Like, I loved working with Alvy.
Honestly, me too, dude. Like, we hung out a lot.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if I loved working with him in like. Like, I don't know if I'm saying he was a good coworker, you know what I mean? But I just personally loved working with Alvy.
Well, yeah, because there's certain people
like
where
other people's perspectives of Alvy, I could see and be like, damn, that would suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Alvy was definitely an effective cook. Like, he could work a shift, but like, I mean, maybe he wasn't going to like
zing,
knock anybody's socks off. I mean, but he could. It's just like, I feel like he wouldn't like burn off, apply himself all the time.
Him and Jake Towns, like, arguments are always just, like, so petty and, like...
so petty.
They would, like, scream at each other. And, like, Alvy is literally, like, 15 years older than him and, like, 2 to 3 times his size. And it would be, like,
it's because Jake's whole M.O. is just being a troll and
trying to turn you inside out.
It's like, oh, my whole thing is, like, oh, I'm going to piss people off. Like, or I'm going to push this person's buttons.
Yeah.
And Alvy would just go for it hook, line, and sinker every time. He's like, fuck you, Jay. It's like, Alvy, he's trying to make you mad. And he's like, yeah, it's pissing me off. Like,
shout out, Jake Town.
Yep, shout out, Alvy. Both future guests. Yeah, that's right, Jake.
Nah, well, Jake said he's not going to come on until he retires, so...
Mm.
Hopefully the podcast is still around in 5 years.
When he retires from the industry?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's out of it. Oh, no, he's at the bread place now.
He's already done.
He's. What do you mean?
He's done with the establishment.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We're talking.
This is like my retirement interview.
Yeah, right? This is your exit interview.
For now.
Your last day was, what, last past Friday?
This past Friday.
Damn, it's so fresh.
Was it sad?
It was bittersweet.
It's sweet because you're going to be a dietitian now.
So I was already a dietitian. I was just working a couple jobs.
Oh,
so now,
and now you're just,
now
you're just renting it out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Dude, exiting that industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great.
But yeah.
Sick.
Should we end it?
I guess. Well, yeah.
Was that a yes nod?
Whatever you guys want to do.
Do you have any more notes you want to get into?
The only other thing that I was going to bring up is a shout out to Matt Reagan for being the... So the last time that I ate, I'm a vegetarian.
Sure.
So when he was training me on the dinner station, he was like, Hannah, like, you have to eat, like, what, you have to try, like, what you're cooking. And I was, like, still so new that I was like, well, I don't eat meat, like, and he's like, no, like, you have to. And so I remember, like.
Wow, he said you have to.
I had to. So I remember, like, eating, like, a piece of pork and, like, swallowing it and, like, chewing it. Being like, wait. And he's like, okay, like, good job. And I'm like, okay.
Bro.
So that was this was like probably 6 years ago. That was the last time that I like ever willingly like ate.
Interesting.
like animal.
And you were already vegetarian before that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, how long were you vegetarian before that? So
like 2 years.
So it's like the only thing you've eaten in like 8 years.
That I've like knowingly eaten.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was fine, but it was like a very small piece, but it was
dude,
very,
I
like,
think he's full of shit to a degree here. Like, I mean,
I don't think
he's
so.
Right. I you mean, he's have, right.
I think you always
okay. Had, well, yeah.
Bro, you don't have to eat the meat if you don't eat meat, but like if you're like, you should be tasting the sauce before you put it on, yeah, to make sure the sauce is good and stuff like that. If with meat, it's like,
all right, but like
if it's cooked properly, like if you're making a steak and you can see that it's like you cooked it to the correct temperature, you don't need to taste the steak to know that it's
okay,
good.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But
make sure your sauces taste good and all that other jazz. You don't have to force vegetarians to be eating meat.
To a degree, you're right. But like
what are you going to cut a piece off of people's meat to try it before you serve it to them?
Listen, what would you say to an aspiring chef that had celiac disease, was vegan, and was allergic to peanuts?
That's the type of restaurant they should work at or own or cook.
Okay,
at.
Like, all right, all right.
If you can't really do that. Like, yeah, if you're like a hardcore vegan, I mean, you should always be tasting. Like, good chefs know that it's like, you gotta always be tasting shit. Like, there's a reason the recipes say like salt and pepper to taste, because you're supposed to be being like, does this taste good yet? Or do I need to add more shit to it? Like, I guess if you're vegan and shit, yeah. Like,
no, but I'm just saying, it doesn't even have to be vegan, but just like, at what point of like diet, and this is a good question for you too, because you're
a dietitian.
I didn't want to fuck up, but at what point in like your diet change should you just like not be in the industry?
Well, it's like you don't have to eat like what you cook at your restaurant. Like, I'm saying if like
you're allergic,
chef, you should be tasting stuff, but it's like if you work at the establishment and you're slanging burgers and fries, you don't need to taste those burgers and fries to know that they taste like burgers and fries. That's, I'm talking okay. More like if you're
that is true.
If you're doing dinners, you should taste the coolie sauce like before you serve
or
the
like
coolie.
I guess it's also more of like a, at least at the establishment, like the prep cook should be tasting.
Yeah, a prep cook should, yeah. If a prep cook made the shit right, you can trust
maybe
that.
Maybe the expo too, because they're like making,
you could always be like, oh, can you try this for me? Yeah. I think if it was like that, you know, you had one restriction. Right, like you're a vegan and you're cooking meat, like you could be like, hey, can you try this for me? But I don't know.
Yeah, that is good. You could just have other people try it.
You know, when we rank the Burger King crew, I want to do another fantasy draft episode.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going to be the premise? The same thing? We just were drafting people of the establishment because we already did that. We should just do another draft.
We'll just do it
strictly with undrafted individuals from the first one.
Yeah.
He just got so excited.
That sounds fucking sick.
Yeah. So it's going to have to be like first pick Emily Burns and shit like that. Sorry, Emily.
Oh, man. That's going to be fucking rad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look forward to that, listeners.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Really,
you were
fun.
Great. You're one of the only people I think we've ever had on that I haven't had to be like, yo, eat the mic.
Yeah, you're really crushing it, just like you would on the line.
Thanks, guys. It's so good to see you.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Hopefully we'll have you on sometime in the future.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're up for it.
Right,
and
cool.
I think that's going to do it.
Okay. Well, then wrap it up, dude. So, you're the one who does that.
So, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Whenever you're ready.
Episode 53 of the Rags to Dishes podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Max Messier-Richter.
I'm Dan Cotter.
And I'm Hannah Massey.
And see you guys later.
Bye.
This is what's behind the scenes. Cooking in the kitchen, everybody, what we eat. Rags to Dishes.